with the surveyor, cutting the beans or on your own or whatever, it's always so, this is the way it is now. This kind of listening, opening consciousness. And then as these movements come through you of whatever, you begin to see that behind it all, there is a very peaceful state of consciousness, which isn't the same as happiness or unhappiness. It's something more profound. So in terms of mindfulness, I find two words really, really helpful for me, which I've been sort of suggesting to people: watchfulness and availability. If you just try to use those words during the retreat: watchfulness and availability. And watchfulness, I think we can all understand that. You're watching where you don't trip, where you don't drop your cup on the ground, or. But sometimes watchfulness in retreat is very much geared with trying to get rid of or trying to become something. So availability, when you're available, and it's like listening, if you're available, your mind is very present and you're not asking for anything. Now, what I suggest is to learn how to use language non-intellectually. In other words, don't just think about availability. What does he mean by availability? I wonder. Am I being available right now? No. You're thinking. Just availability. What does that word maybe do to you? Am I watchful, available? So when I use that language, I just watch over. Just my mind stops. So maybe a theme in the retreat could be: what preoccupies your attention, and what prevents availability and watchfulness? What is it about your consciousness that gets caught up with planning, worrying, judging, fantasizing? What is it about your mind? What kind of moods preoccupy you, and how can you let go of preoccupations to come back to the present moment in availability? Simple, right? It's not rocket science. So you know that, like, you can be washing dishes or doing chores and be available or unavailable. You can be washing dishes and thinking about tomorrow, or you can be washing dishes and know you're washing dishes. It's not a kind of practice of not doing anything, just being present, open, available. You can be available to really rotten states of mind. You can be really crappy. You feel the flu. You have a broken leg. You have a cancer. You feel ecstatic, ethereal. You can hate everyone. You can love everyone, and you can be available. I can have a mood of being anxious, say, very anxious. I can be available because I know that's anxiety. But when I'm caught in anxiety, or when I'm caught in judging or whatever, then the whole sense of self just is lost in it. It's just lost in it. So that, I think those two words, they're not demanding that you have any specific kind of mood, or that you're loving all the time, or kind of a good Buddhist, but that you know what is there, excitement or depression or whatever. Okay, so let's do some sitting with that sort of, that in mind.